Okay, so the title of this retreat, we call it Subtle Consciousness Meditation Retreat. Subtle Consciousness Meditation Retreat. Well, sometimes I use Blue Sky Meditation Retreat, you know, but we used to call it Present Moment Awareness Meditation Retreat. You know? So any name is okay, you know, but we put Subtle Conscious Meditation Retreat in the pamphlet, you know, so that's why I use it. Okay. So subtle consciousness, it means not rough consciousness. It means it's not like you're just rough. Okay? Rough thinking. Okay. Like, as you know, many people are studying Buddhism, but some people actually, they don't like meditation. For me, it's very strange, you know. So, Buddhism without meditation, what is that? You know? And maybe some of your friends are like that, you know, okay. And I know some friends like that, you know. So, then, of course, you know, a Buddha, you know, how did he find the truth? Of course, by meditation, you know. If you go to Buddha Gaya, you still can see a Bodhi tree, you know. I know, I don't know, it's a real Bodhi tree and which Shakyamuni Buddha sat, you know, but maybe it's some relationship, you know. So anyway, it doesn't matter, you know. Our teacher Buddha himself found the truth through meditation under the Bodhi tree, you know. So it means from the beginning, meditation is a really core of Buddhism. You know, but still, it's very strange. Some people love to read Buddhist texts. Some people love to listen to Dharma talk by famous teachers like His Holiness or like that, or Rinpoches, like that. But strangely, and some people love the philosophy of emptiness so much, you know. But some people, they don't like meditation, you know. So loving philosophy of emptiness, but not loving meditation. What is that, you know? I cannot understand. But if you talk with that kind of people, you understand why they don't like it. Why? Because in meditation, we have to let go of our thinking mind. And then some people, they really don't like, or they just cannot. Maybe same. They cannot, or they don't want. You know. Why? Because by letting go of our thinking mind, we are actually getting out of some kind of small room. I call it prison. And Buddha also called it prison too, you know. And people like who really get out of this prison, they know the meaninglessness of this prison. That's why if they see someone is still in the prison, they try to persuade them, why don't you get out of that prison? And they keep many tools of getting out of this prison. And meditation is, of course, one of the most important tools. You know? But some prisoners, they refuse. They refuse to use this kind of tool. Why? Because they don't think they are in the prison. You know? That's why. But a person like a Buddha, who got out of this prison, he knows. And he feels so much compassion toward the people who are still in the prison. You know? Okay, so then now we are finding very important but a very difficult point. Okay? If like a, yes, I am a prison, I have lots of suffering in this prison, I want to get out of this prison, please teach me how to get out of this prison, then Buddha will give you tool or method. And Buddha will teach you how to get out of this prison. Then everything will be okay. And very, very soon, even in 5 days, you can get out of this prison. You know? And actually, I'm not worrying about you. You know, I'm not worrying about all of you. Because anyway, you came to this retreat. You know, with this kind of motivation. You know? But many of your friends who are studying Buddhism, you know, they don't like meditation. And also you have many, many friends who are not studying Buddhism, you know, who are not interested in Dharma, you know. Why? And they are not interested in meditation, of course, neither, you know. So it means people who are not interested in Buddhism and who are not interested in meditation. But there are also some people who are interested in Buddhism, but they are not interested in meditation, you know, like that. So these people, why they are not interested in prison? Why they are not interested in meditation? Because they don't think they are prisoner, you know. And if you don't think you are prisoner, you have no idea, no motivation, no desire to get out of this prison, you know. Okay. Then, this prison is made by, of course, our negative thinking mind. You know? And as we discussed already last night and this morning, actually we love negativities. You know? So that's why situation is very complicated, you know. Like, yes, I'm in prison, I want to get out of this prison, please teach me how to get out of this prison. Then the story is very, very simple, you know. But some people are not, they are not aware that they are prisoners. And they love, actually, the atmosphere of prison, you know. So, if you love prison, there is no way of getting out of this prison, you know. But do they really love prison? No, actually not. If you know the fresh air, very fresh air of outside of prison, nobody want to stay in such a small, you know, very stinky air of the prison, You know, you just can't stand. Because already you know the freshness, you know, how free you are outside the prison. But if you don't know this freshness, if you know only the very stinky air of the prison, maybe you might love this stinkiness, you know, very strangely. So, then, as we did, you know, this morning I said, I flew from Japan to India, you know, and I spent, you know, many hours in the airplane. And usually, what do? Of course, watching videos, you know, watching Hollywood movies, you know. And, of course, in the airplane, you can see the many screens of the people's videos, you know. I'm very interested. What kind of movie are they watching? You know, so many people just killing each other, bombing, you know, and some monsters, you know. Almost all the screens are like that, you know. So, and myself, I watch some kind of, you know, movies like that. So, why people love so much about war, killing, murders, and betrayal, and bombing, and why like that? Because basically, we love negativities. Well, precisely speaking, our thinking mind loves negativities. This is a basic characteristics of our thinking mind, you know? So that's why, okay, before we start meditation, we really have to clarify all these things, okay? Our crazy mind, you know? But I use the word adjective crazy. But this crazy is also, this is Buddha's point of view, you know? If you get out of this prison, and now you can see crazy things are going on in this prison. But if you are still in the prison, we don't notice this is a crazy things. So, always like that. Okay. Once we get out of this prison, we know that this is just a crazy. This is very almost criminal, you know, and producing nothing like that. So that's why we have no other choice other than just getting out of this prison, you know. But if we don't know, then we know only this prison, then prison is just all your world. And you have no desire, no motivation of getting out of this. Then you love these crazy things, negative things, like that. You know, I think, you know, you have also many friends who studied Buddhism for a while, very passionately. And very soon, they lost their passion, you know. They stopped coming to meditation center, they stop coming to Dhamma talk, you know, like that. And then you can talk with them. What's it, why? And they say, actually one of my friends said, now I love samsara, you know, like that, you know. Oh, I love samsara so much, you know. I'm enjoying my samsara, you know. Okay, you know. Like that, you know. So it means I love this prison so much. That's kind of things. You know? So, like, that's why, so our situation is so complicated like that. You know, all of you are already interested in Buddhism. And many of your friends are also interested in Buddhism. But very soon they lose their passion. And some people, they don't like meditation. So everything is just so much chaotic, you know. And some people, they love meditation, and they practice meditation so hard for many years. But unfortunately, no result. Then they are losing their passion again, like that. So now if you go to bookshop, you know, you can find many, many Buddhist books. So it seems like Buddhism is very flourishing, you know, in everywhere. You know, like if His Holiness gives public talk, many, many people are coming to listen to his Dharma talks, you know. And some famous Rinpoche, you know, many people are coming. Like a great teacher like Thich Nhat Hanh, then many, many people are coming, you know. But I'm afraid maybe these people also might lose their passion, you know, because they don't get any result. So it means I really want people to experience this fresh air outside of the prison. That's it. You know, if you really experience this freshness, nobody wants to go back to the prison. Nobody loves stinkiness of the prison. Nobody loves negativities. Nobody loves killing each other. Nobody loves betraying each other. Nobody. But because we don't know this fresh air, that's why people still staying in the prison, people still saying, oh, I'm enjoying staying in the prison. Like that. And they really refusing the way of getting out of the prison. Then they are refusing meditation. Oh, meditation, no, not good, you know. But I love to read the philosophy of emptiness, you know. very strange, you know. And why? Because like a philosophy of emptiness, of course it's very complicated like that, you know, but it's very stimulating thinking mind. But no way, you know, we cannot really understand the philosophy of emptiness by thinking. But if you really get out of this prison, everything is so clear. Yes, like here we don't talk, we don't chant Maha Hat Sutta, Mahaprajna Paramita Sutta, you know? Like, it's the essence of philosophy of emptiness. They say, no, you know? No Four Noble Truths, you know? Or no ignorance, or no disappearing of ignorance, or like that, you know? Like that. Very, seems like very difficult to understand, you know. But if you really experience like outside of prison, you can really understand Heart Sutra completely. Why? Because Heart Sutra is describing the outside of the prison, you know. And the philosophy of emptiness is really describing the outside of the prison. So it's so easy to understand them. But if you think of them, you can't understand. Okay? So point is, my strategy is, like I really want people to just feel the freshness of the prison, the outside of prison. You know? And already we did in this morning, you know, feeling the body sensation, subtle body sensation, is the best way and shortest way and most efficient way of getting out of this. You know? Then, maybe I know your mind didn't stop completely, you know, but your mind definitely became slower than before, I think, you know. Then at that time, I really want you to see, you know, now your mind is still working, just a little bit, very slowly. But also, you can see very clearly your mind is like making lots of noise, lots of negative vibration, like that. But before, we didn't know that. Because before, this negative emotion, negative thinking, and me, we are completely just one. You know? We have just... it's not like we have negative thinking. But actually, we are the negative thinking. You know? You are... It's not like you have a negative thinking. No. You are the negative thinking itself. You know? Then we are thinking about someone or some event or something with negativities. And we feel we are surrounded by so many negative things. And because of these negative things, I'm so miserable, I'm so unhappy, I'm so such and such. You know? Then our world is like I am victims of such things. You know? Then we think this is a fact. This is a reality. You know? And this is my world, or the world in which I am living. Okay? So as long as you think like that, how can you be free? Then you have to control all the things. You have to control your partner. You have to control the political situation. You have to control your financial situation. You have to control your health or like that. But can you? Of course not. We can never control everything outside of us. So it means, because we cannot control everything outside of us, that's why we have to be always victim of all these things. So it means there is no possibility of becoming happy. No possibility of becoming free. Like that. So that's why some people think, yes, the other countries, the suffering, the cause of my suffering, so we have to start war. You know? So people are, you know, if you look at the world, people just fighting, people just doing like that. Why? They are so serious, you know. They strongly believe that that country is the cause of my suffering, or that person is the cause of my suffering, that person, whoa. That's why I have to fight against such and such things, you know. But is it true? It's true for their thinking, you know. But now, we have a totally different approach. And how should we do? First, we check our own thinking. You know? I said, we and our thinking used to be just one. I am the thinking itself. You are the thinking itself. And according to your thinking, you are the victim of the such and such and such things. You were surrounded by so many bad people, so many bad things like that. But now, like we pay attention to the subtle sensation of our body. Then what's happened? Your mind finally becomes a little bit slower. You know, a little bit, you know, calming down. Little bit. But now you can see your thinking more objectively, like from outside. You know, now when you are touching the subtle body sensation, you are also touching the silence just a little bit. Now you are touching the silence just a little bit, then you can still see your thinking mind is making some small amount of noise, some negative vibration like that. Silence and noise, you know? And finally you can see your thinking mind from outside, you know? Then you can clearly see this, your thinking mind is making lots of noise and lots of negative emotion like that. Okay, so what does it mean? It means maybe it's our thinking mind which makes this world. You know? Or for us, you know, this world is like this. I am surrounded by such and such and such a many, many bad things, you know. And we think, we believe this is a fact. This is a reality. But maybe it's your mind. Creation. You know? The world looks like this, but maybe it's because of your mind, our mind, is creating like that. You know? Then, now we can have a totally different approach toward our problems. We used to think, I am surrounded by many, many problems, so that's why I have to control all these problems. But seems like it's too difficult. I cannot control even my partner's mind, you know? So that's why I am a victim of this, my partner, like that. But now, maybe it's my mind which is creating like that. So it means if we can change our mind, the world itself will be different. You know? This is a totally different approach. Do you understand? You know? Like we used to think the world is a world. It's nothing to do with my mind. You know? So that's why I have to change the world itself. I have to control the world itself. World includes my partner, my physical sensation, body condition, or my financial condition, or the political situation of this country, or like that, the world. But now, we can clearly see, oh, this world is just a creation of my mind. Okay? Then what should we do? Maybe it's better to check my mind itself, you know. Okay. Then, okay, my mind is creating lot, always negative emotions, you know. But at the same time, now you are touching the silence, you know. Then when you are touching the silence, at the same time you are touching the compassion, it's also, you know, totally different feeling. You know, so this negative emotions and compassion, two different things. You know. Then we practice compassion meditation. You know, may this person be well and happy. Then what's happened to you? What's happened to your mind? You know? He gave me such a difficult time to me. She just insulted me. Of course, you can never pray for their happiness at all. And they have been constantly giving hard time to you, you know. Then you strongly believe they are the cause of my suffering. But now we are touching the compassion, you know. Then in this compassion, purposely we pick up this person, you know, and put her in front of me with 1.5 meters distance. And actually, we could pray, may this person be well and happy. Is this miracle? You know? Like, we could never imagine that kind of things. You know? But now we can pray like this, may this person be well and happy. Then what's happened to you? You were relieved from these people. These people will never give you difficult time to you anymore. You know? So what do all these things mean? You know? It seems like we have been living in the world which our thinking mind has created. But we didn't think like that. We thought this is a fact. This is a reality. Like that. That's why we did our best to change this world, to control this world. But we could not. Okay? Then, now we change our strategy. We change our mind itself. Then we make our mind slower and calmer, like that. It seems like the world is now totally different. Okay, so then finally we understand the meaning of prism, which like Buddha or many other teachers talking about. You know. So we are the prisoner, and what kind of prison we are captured, you know? And what has made this prison, you know? Now we know that our own thinking mind has made this prison, and we are the prisoner of this prison. But we don't think this is a prison. We think this is a world. this world exists objectively as a reality. You know, that's why we have to fight against each other. You know, but no, this world is not real. This world is just a creation of your mind. You know? But it doesn't mean everything is just a fantasy, everything is just a dream. No, it's not like that. But if we can really let go of our thinking mind, this prison will disappear. We can really get out of the prison and we can really experience fresh air which exists outside the prison. Okay? So it means, like before you start meditation, we really have to understand this is the structure of all these things. You know? Like a thinking mind, creation of a thinking mind, and letting go of our thinking mind, and what happens, you know? And compassion, and emptiness, so like that, everything. You know? But it means we really, now we are touching our own thinking mind, you know? And some people don't like it. Some people, or many people, they just continue their thinking. They love thinking so much. That's why they cannot let go of thinking, their thinking mind. That's why they don't like meditation at all. They are afraid of meditation. Why? Because they know by doing meditation, finally, they have to let go of their thinking mind, which they love so much in their life. They cannot do it, you know. Because if they lose their thinking mind, they are afraid they might lose themselves. Because thinking and they are completely identified. So losing their thinking mind means losing themselves. I am not anymore me if I lose my thinking mind. But don't worry. Don't worry. You can lose the identity as a prisoner. Do you want to be a prisoner for the rest of your life? And my point is, prisoner is not your identity. Please, you know, please, you are not prisoner. You know, this identity is a false. It's just a lie. So that's why you can lose identity as a prisoner. You know? Then what do you find? Of course, you know, your true self. You know? So that's why in Buddhist tradition, especially Mahayana tradition, we talk so much about true self, you know, in Zen tradition, also Tibetan tradition, you know. Why? Because we used to have a false identity and we lost our true self, you know. So it means you thought you were prisoner and this is your identity. That's why you don't want to lose this identity by doing meditation. That's why people hate meditation, because they are afraid of losing their identity. But the point is, by doing meditation, you lose only your identity as a prisoner. And this is not true you, you know. Do you want to be a prisoner for the rest of your life, you know? You don't have to, you know. Because you are not a prisoner. That's why. Okay, so by meditation, well, some people think meditation is just a fantasy or like that. But from Buddha's point of view, totally different. You know, without meditation, we are just a prisoner or we are just a ghost. You know, Why ghost? Because ghost means we are losing our true self. We don't know who we are. You know, that's why it's ghost. You know? So, do you want to live just as a ghost or a prisoner or like that, you know? Nobody wants like that, you know? Nobody. So that's why, why don't you recover your true identity? And why don't you let go of your false identity? False identity as a prisoner or as a ghost, you know? Don't worry, you know, because now you just let go of your thinking mind, just a little bit this morning, you know. And, but you know that you did lose yourself. You lost a little bit thinking mind, just a little bit. But losing just a little bit thinking mind, you feel more calm, more silence, more compassionate. You know, more happy, like that. And you know that this thinking mind has been creating all of my suffering. The suffering is just a creation of my thinking mind. You know? Okay. So, if you really understand this structure, now you know what to do. Okay? And how to do. It means how to let go of a thinking mind by feeling body, subtle body sensation. And your body will be transformed into the ocean of subtle sensation or subtle energy or like that. And you jump into it. Then at that time, naturally, your thinking mind will drop. But don't worry, you don't lose yourself. You lose just your false identity as a ghost and as a prisoner. And you will become more you because you are recovering your true self. You know? Okay, this is just a very rough sketch of meditation. You know? And from tomorrow, we'll discuss more about the detail. Okay? Okay, so any question, please ask. Yes, please.
What's your personal view why people don't go into renunciation? You used the analogy of the jail.
Okay. No. Like renunciation, you know, like because people think this is very precious. And that's why, of course, nobody wanna lose these precious things, you know. But Buddha's totally different view. Well, because people think this is precious, but is this really precious? This is a question, you know. So people, as he said, people don't want to renounce. Why? Because people believe this is very precious. But as we discussed, this is a creation of our thinking mind, you know. So it means it's not real. It's a delusion. So it means we are renouncing some kind of like a delusion. Then we are getting something real. So that's why renunciation is the only way for the people like Buddha, you know. But because we don't understand which is real, which is delusion, that's why we cannot renounce, because we think this is real. That's why we cannot throw away. But point is, this is not real. This is a delusion. So only when we let go of this, we are finding something real. You know? Yeah, but only by meditation you can find something real. Then, naturally, you will lose interest in this. You know? Then, naturally, you can renounce many things because they are not anymore important for you. Because these things used to be very important for you, because we strongly believe these things make me happy. You know, how come we can lose something which makes me happy? It's impossible. But now we know that they don't make me happy. You know, they don't make me happy. So that's why it's very easy to let go of them. Okay? But then it doesn't mean you become like indifferent. I said, you know, in this compassion meditation, I said, you don't need other people. We used to need many, many people to make me happy. That's why we have a strong attachment to someone. But this someone doesn't behave as we want. That's why our attachments very easily becomes hatred or dissatisfaction like that. But now we don't need anybody who can make me happy. But as only then we can really love other people. You know? So seems like that, you know. So okay, going back to his question, his question is why it's very difficult to renounce, and my answer is because we cannot see what is real, what is not real. That's why. You know, then we have a strong attachment to something which is actually not real, because we cannot see it. You know, but by doing meditation, you can see what is real, what is not real. That's why we can throw away very easily what is not real. Okay? Okay, any question? Yes?
I've got a technical question about the breathing meditation.
Breathing meditation, okay.
Whenever I always have problems with it, whenever I put my focus on my breath, I become too focused on the breath.
Yes.
And then my breathing changes, and then I get, it's almost like I'm controlling my breath rather than allowing myself to breathe naturally. How do I keep focus on my breath without becoming over-focused, and it becoming a restriction rather than
okay.
Something that, for example.
Okay. Yes. No. Millions and many, many people have exactly same question as you did, you know. And no. Like, as you said, over-focus, you know. But and many actually meditation teachers said, concentrate on your breathing, you know. You should do your best, you know, to like that, you know. But point is, who is focusing on breathing? Or what is focusing? Or what is paying attention to your breathing? This is the more important. And because many meditation teachers, they talk so much about like a techniques, you know, like about breathing method, where we should concentrate, or here, or here, or, and how, you know, following breath, or just staying at one place. Or, but these things are not so important. Important thing is, what is paying attention to your breath? But in your case, it's your still thinking mind. It's still your thinking mind, you know. So that's why, and your thinking mind, the characteristic of thinking mind is, it wanna control everything. This is the characteristic of a thinking mind. So that's why we try to grasp our breathing like that. But it doesn't work. And same thing as like mindfulness, you know? Mindfulness is the most popular word right now in the world. But 99% just misunderstanding, you know? I have to be mindful, you know, like that. You know, this is not mindful at all, you know? You should be mindful, you know? This is not mindful. Because our thinking mind cannot be mindful. But most people, they try to be mindful by their thinking mind. I am mindful of my breathing, or I am mindful of my one step, right step, right, left step, or like that, you know. And people become more tense. People become more unnatural, you know. Then people, when the meditation teacher said, you should concentrate only one thing, you know. But it's too much, you know. And then, if you practice like this, very, very soon, you will have an unbearable pain, you know, on your face, you know, and stomach. And very, very soon, you will have a very strong stomachache around here. And your muscle, your facial muscle will have lots of tension. And you cannot meditate anymore. You know, it's impossible, you know. So, that's why we are doing a breathing meditation only after body sensation meditation and compassion meditation. Why? Because at that time already our thinking mind has dropped. So only then we can be aware of in-breath, out-breath. You know? And also it's not like I am here, breathing here, and I am watching breath. Actually not. Yes. In our language, in English or in Japanese, all language has a me and breathing. And me is watching breath, you know? If we say, if we use our language, you know, we can say only this, I am here, breath is here, and this I is watching breath, you know? But actually, reality is not like that, you know? But because of language, we are deceived by our own language, then we try to see breath like that, you know, but it doesn't work. Okay? So then what should we do? Okay, don't worry. You know, we do such body sensation meditation and compassion meditation. At that time, your thinking mind has become slower or even has dropped. So only then you are not watching the breath, but breath is very clear. In breath, out breath, they are very clear, you know. But there is no you. You are not watching anymore. But breath is just very clear, you know. Then you keep this state, you know. So that's why breathing meditation Many people are suffering because they are trying to watch their breath by their thinking mind. And it doesn't work. And it will give much more pain and suffering to the meditators. Okay? Okay, today that's enough, you know. So, that's why, please understand the whole structure of meditation, you know, of your thinking mind, a prison, or a ghost, and renunciation, or everything, you know. Okay. So, you know already you have many, many Buddhist knowledges, but you can put all your knowledge into this structure. And you can really experience emptiness and compassion, everything. Okay, so let's have a tea meditation. I think tea is maybe ready here, there. With a cup with tea, but please keep it, you know. Then, sorry. Tikhnatan's verse. This cup of tea in my two hands, mindfulness is held uprightly. My mind and body dwell in the very here and now. So it means you know that you have a cup of tea and you can feel the fragrance of tea and also warmness of the cup. And in this very here and now, it means your mind doesn't go anywhere. You are aware that you are drinking tea. You know? And now the tea is entering into your body, through your mouth, to your stomach. You are aware of everything. Okay? I know, you know, usually we are drinking tea or drinking coffee or thinking or using telephone or like that, but now it's time for tea meditation. Okay? Then after that, please come back. And now it's very bright, so we can discuss about sitting posture itself.